Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 bowls, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Here comes the
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making 8. Let's buck.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making 8 maniacs. That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here, right now. We're tearing things up, getting it started. Got to tell you, we've got some cool things we're going to talk about today on our show. Wow. First off, breaking news, and this just hit as well right down here, but I got up this morning to start getting emails from Blog Talk Radio saying that they had changed everything around. And, you know, like everything, when you get new change, it's kind of like a culture shock. And I'm like, what the, you know what? I mean, how can we get in the chat room? I had a hard time figuring it out. Fortunately, Miss Emily was down there, who is now in our chat room, one of our first ones here. So thank you for that. But, yeah, it was really confusing on how to get into the chat room and how things were working on that. So, you know, we're trying to get it figured out. You know, the one thing that I found that I did not like was the fact that it was hard for you guys to get in the chat room a little bit early. But then again, it does allow you at 15 minutes. So 15 minutes before the show, you will be able to log on and get in the chat room, come down here and talk with us. So that's a good thing. We're excited about that. Excited about some of the new looks on there. It looks like it may have some new features and some things that we might be able to do as well to help promote our radio shows. So, well, I don't know. I see Chrissy's asking me where I went, and I'm here. I don't know what happened. Hopefully you guys still have me. But anyways, so, like I said, new changes to Blog Talk Radio and the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, as well as our Back on the Ranch shows. Something to look forward to, I guess. We'll have to figure it out together. And y'all know me, I don't multitask well, so it's going to have to be probably after the show. But you guys let me know what you like and what you don't like about it. We'll send in there, you know, what's going on. So, yeah, it looks like there's some issues with the audio, and I hope that's not the case. Like I said, we're still connected, and we're still online. So I'm not quite sure what happened there. Well, maybe it'll be a good time to take our first break then. We'll see if we can't get it back up and running. We're going to shoot out a song here for you. Okay, it looks like some of you had to refresh in order to get the audio back online. Not quite sure what all is going on there. Like I said, it's one of those new deals, Blog Talk Radio, getting some things changed around. Change is good, but change also comes technical issues, and apparently we're having some today. Yeah, it looks like some of you guys are coming back now. Hopefully you're getting our audio back, and thank you guys for giving us that feedback. We'll make sure that we kind of take note of this and we get it all figured out. Like I said, we want you guys to be jumping on board. Well, that's good. It looks like everybody's got their audio back, so we'll kind of keep rolling on. But like I said, we got some good show topics that we're going to talk about here today, some things that were mentioned yesterday that we didn't have an opportunity to talk about. Obviously, yesterday we had Austin Meyer on our show, a great guy. He's out, you know, hunting some turkeys this morning. Is today's first season out there, or first day of hunting season for turkeys out in Oklahoma. So I know he'll be out there. And, hey, you know what? It just dawned on me. We're only a couple weeks away from taking off and heading out there ourselves. So we're going to be out there in Oklahoma in just a couple weeks. You guys are going to have to stand by as things are about to pick up right here on MakingA.com. But it looks like everything is back online now. That's a good thing. I'm not sure why everybody had to refresh and what that deal is, and hopefully they can get through it. But like I said, it's technical issues with change. You get a lot of that. So anyways, we're going to take our first break, and obviously, you know, we'll get back into the bull riding and the rodeo action. So don't go anywhere, fans. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Got to tell you, this song is going to be dedicated to some of our fans out there that I know just love it. One of my all-time favorites. How about a little bit of Luke Kaufman? You can never have enough of Bullhand.
Cowboy, dressed like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts, take it from me. World champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy, runs in your jeans.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com. That's right, kicking it off on a Wednesday. Guess what, guys? We are halfway through the work week. We're just a few days away from Tampa PBR Invitational. I'm telling you, it's going to be wild. And I do believe you're going to see Macon 8 out there. We're going to be sending up some tweets. You know, I got to thinking about it, and I said, well, shoot, you know, if something happens and we don't get our media credentials, we still got to go out there and support the events that we love so much, see our friends, see the guys that we haven't seen in a while. And, hey, we're going to try to make it happen right there for you. So you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, we want to try to get a grip on. We got to get out there. Obviously, we got some of you Making Eight Maniacs, you diehard Making Eight Maniacs, rodeo PBR bull riding fans out there just sending up flares and saying how much you guys are enjoying being able to, you know, get out there to these events, sending up tweets, sending up pictures and that type of thing. We want to be out there as well. So we're going to be there. And you guys can plan on it. We'll be out this weekend hanging out with you. I see that Ms. Shannon Taylor is actually tuned in on the computer today, waving to all the Making Eight Maniacs. Says she still cannot get in the chat room there at her work computer, but that's all right. Looks like Miss Emily is going to the Rochester Bull Riding Challenge this weekend. Hopefully she'll be sending us some pictures or some updates. Still working on this whole thing with the pictures being uploaded to the Making Eight Maniac fan page, but I will tell you this, that we got told yesterday that we were now being featured on a new website. This new website is a social media networking site called Rodeo Crowds. Now, when I saw this, I went over, took a look at it, talked with the folks over there, real helpful, and I thought it was a great thing that we're actually being featured over there. So want to welcome in Rodeo Crowds to the Making Eight Maniac family, I guess you could say, having a great time. And, you know, it really is nice that they're going to be able to broadcast our radio shows right there on Rodeo Crowds. So it's just another opportunity to show that Making Eight is growing and that we're getting things done the way we need to for you fans. But I do know that they've got pictures and things like that. And, you know, we'll be getting out there. Now, I see that Miss Emily is saying that she's going to be taking some pictures and getting them out there. You know, we do have our chat room open, and want to invite that our guests that are tuned in, that if you guys want, you're more than welcome to jump on board. Sign on with Blog Talk. Doesn't cost you anything. You can come on down the page there and chat with us. We'd love to hear from you. Always taking your questions or your comments about rodeo, bull riding, and, of course, always looking for cowboy logic for the day. So if you guys have some good ones, make sure to share them with us. But yeah, you know, that's the other cool thing that I want to get into is the fact that Making Eight has now got our store page up and running. And if you guys have not been over there to take a look at the new Making Eight gear, make sure to get over there and do that. You know, I know that, you know, it's not the price that we had wanted some of those things out there, but I will tell you that everything that we get is going back into helping support our deal. We're leaving in a couple of weeks to go on a 2-month road trip, basically out from anywhere from Oklahoma, Texas. Shoot, we might even be heading up to Iowa, Nebraska, who knows where. But we're riding out there. We're going to be doing a lot of live video broadcasts. We're going to be hitting a lot of rodeos out that way. So that's kind of your way of being able to contribute and help support Making Eight by getting a hold of some of this gear, getting out to these rodeos or bull rides, wearing it proudly, and telling more Making Eight fans about it. Let's recruit, you know. Hopefully you guys are really liking what we've got out there. Love to get some feedback from you guys. If you guys want, you know, or don't like certain things, let us know. We'll take things down. We'll make some changes to some things and hopefully get things back up there for you the way you like them. So that's, that's my bit, I guess you could say, or my speech on our clothing line. Hopefully you guys will get out and really help contribute to Making Eight and what we're all about. You know, like I said, everything that we have, you know, it's a third-party deal, but it at least gets you guys started with your Making Eight gear. You know, it's what you guys have been asking for. Well, now you have it. It's there for you, and hopefully you guys will take advantage of it. Really want to get you guys out there supporting Making Eight, and we're glad that you guys are. We really are. So makes me proud to know that you guys will be out there, and I can't wait to get out to these rodeos now and start seeing you guys wearing your Making Eight Maniac gear. Absolutely love it. We even got long-sleeve button-down denim shirts with the Making Eight Maniac logo patch on them. So you guys can wear those proudly as well. You know, I was going to get into it. We've actually got some cowboy logic being thrown at us here today. And, You know, I got to thank Ms. Helen out there for throwing some good cowboy logic out there for us. The best way to predict the future is to create it. And, you know, that's a great point. And that really leads us into, you know, we've been sitting back behind the scenes here for the last couple months and haven't been getting out and doing these video broadcasts for you guys. But I can tell you, you better hold on to your hats and get a grip because it's coming. We're going to have these live video broadcasts of events. We're going to be doing some special things for you guys where you guys can tune in, check us out, hang out with us, see what life is like on the road. We're going to give you a bunch of Life on the Road series as we're heading from Florida out there to Oklahoma. We're going to be doing some things, stopping off, seeing some more Making 8 Maniacs. It's going to be a great opportunity. So let's all get ready to get a grip with it. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be wild. Little nervous at the same time, you know. Being back out on the rodeo road, being away from the family, you know, but it's going to be well worth it. You guys are going to be my rodeo family, and we're going to carry you guys on the road with us when we get out there. So cannot wait. Going to be a lot of fun. Oh, yeah, I see that Ms. Shannon says that, wow, interesting, that we're going to have to get some low-cut shirts. Well, we do have a few of those out there, so feel free to get over there to the Making 8 stores. We've got three of them up, three places right there. Go to the Making 8 store page. There's three different links right there on the top. There's the Get a Grip store, the Making 8 store, and then, of course, our Zazzle store. So you guys can get over there, check out all three of them. I think you'll find that they have we have plenty of selections there for you to get over there and check them out. I think you'll like what you see. Hopefully you do. And if you don't, like I said, if there's things that you just don't care for, let us know. We'll make note for sure. We want to get you guys something that you guys are going to be proud to wear as well. I mean, it's obviously you guys that are going to be wearing them. So anyways, I see that Miss Sandy Graber's here in the chat room with us. Got to say, glad to have you here on board on a Wednesday afternoon. And, hey, better hold on to your hat, darling. We're heading out there to Oklahoma in just a couple weeks. So we're going to be knocking on your door, hopefully with video camera in hand, so we can come hang out with you at the 2G Ranch. Go see some bucking bulls. Who knows? Maybe we'll even get on a bucking bull or two. But I got to get myself back in shape. I've been sitting back here lounging around by the pool all day, not getting much done. So I'm packing on a few pounds, actually. And it's funny because Mrs. Making 8 was pointing that out to me just the other day. Anyways, we got about 45 minutes left in our show. Got to let you know phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. If you want to jump on board, give us a quick call. We'll be happy to talk with you and answer your questions or take your comments about some of the rodeo bull riding action that's been going on. Now, I will tell you, yesterday afternoon, if you missed our show, make sure to go back and listen to the archives. We want to make sure that you guys have an opportunity to really answer or get your questions answered. So we had one of our Making 8 fans joining us yesterday, one of our newcomers, that asked a question about the, you know, some of the things with the disciplinary, whether these cowboys are getting fined for taking too long in the shoots or showing their emotions and that type of thing. Said that most events out there, most different sporting events you're going to see, you know, they make it known that these guys get fined or specifically when those guys create issues where they get fined. So it got me thinking, and I started trying to take a look at what was going on within the sport of the PBR. And if you guys remember a few years back, Casey Hayes obviously had an incident where he got mad in the arena, took his face mask off, and threw it at a bull. And instantaneously, Ty Murray made a statement saying that he should have been fined, which he was. Now, I will tell you this. That type of emotions doesn't happen very often in the arena. But because it did, there were absolute repercussions for it. Now, I will tell you this. Going back and looking at it, the PBR caught so much flack. They caught so much heck for doing what they did with Casey Hayes. The rodeo fans were, I guess you could say in a general term, they were disgusted at it. the fans were not happy with how they publicized this and made it known. Going back and looking at some of the feedback from those issues, from that incident, and how they handled it. Now, I think they handled it appropriately. Casey Hayes handled it very well, very professionally. But the fans were, you know, sending money in to help pay for the fine and so on and so forth. The fans weren't happy at all about it. With that being said, I think the PBR made a decision to not necessarily publicize all the things that they're doing with the fines and things like that. Cowboys get fined all the time, showing up late, missing, you know, turning out a bull, not being able to make it there for autograph sessions, that type of thing. These guys are under contract to be at certain places at certain times within the weekend of the sporting event. You know, now during the week, you see guys like Austin Meyer, guys like, you know, everybody else is out doing their own thing. Austin's out hunting. Brendan's out working horses, you know. Everybody is – they're not under obligation during the week, which is what gives us the opportunity to have some of these guests take time out of their day to call you guys, which is a great thing. We want that to continue, okay? But the question was yesterday in regards to about these fines and why the PBR doesn't publicize it. I think it's more of a matter of, number one, Cowboys don't like to talk about things that they've made mistakes on. That's a known fact. When you're looking at other sporting events, NASCAR, take NASCAR for example. You know, you got a race car driver that gets wrecked. He gets out of his car. He goes over and gets into an argument with the guy. Those cameras are on him. Fans love that. Fans love that excitement. They're going to continue to keep promoting that. With bull riding or with rodeo, it's a little bit different. The type of crowd that we're trying to promote isn't that. It's more of a family sport, you know? So why bring out those highlights and highlight the mistakes of somebody else, you know? And I absolutely agree with the PBR on that. I don't think it should be said. But I think they absolutely should take fines for certain events in order to take that repercussion. Now, when you take an incident like Casey Hayes that happened in the arena, then I absolutely 100% think that they should step out to show the fans that they are making a point to these riders that they are under the spotlight and they need to carry themselves in a professional manner. Just my opinion on it. But when you're seeing, like I said, we talked about this earlier in the season with the cameras following these guys back there behind the bucking chutes. I disagree with that. I think that that is something that needs to be stopped. I don't think that they should be following those guys back there, and I don't see where you can penalize a cowboy for being outside the arena just because the camera is on him, following him back there, letting him vent. Because these guys have to turn around and come out and sign autographs for you guys. NASCAR guys do not. They are not under obligation to be out any particular area unless their sponsors are paying for it. Those guys are not under obligation. Those guys get wrecked. They can go pout and they can tear up their trailers, their car haulers, whatever the case may be, and vent outside of the cameras. With the PBR, they don't necessarily have that. They don't have a place for these guys to go, and these guys are obligated to get right back around within 30 minutes or an hour or whatever and go back and sign autographs in front of you fans in public once again. So why would we want them still vented? Why would we want them still pent up with the aggression? I say let the guys get out there and take it out. Don't penalize these guys, and I don't believe that they do in those circumstances. Now, I will tell you what I saw JB mention in the truth booth just a couple weeks ago was the fact that he recognized that he was under the microscope, that he was under the spotlight, and it was inappropriate for him to do that. And that was his way of apologizing to the fans. I don't think the PBR had anything to do with that. I think it was a matter of JB realizing what kind of person that he needs to be and how he needs to be a role model for, or how he is, whether he likes it or not, is a role model for the younger generation and wants to set a good example. Just my opinion on it. Like I said, I don't have facts to support that other than what I know from being around these events. Going back looking at it, like I said, with the Casey Hayes incident, it created a lot of flack for the PBR, and I think that they've decided that this was something that they want to keep more on a lower profile, and rightfully so, because you don't want to embarrass these bull riders, you know? And with the type of crowd, with the type of people we are as fans, most of us don't care to see that, you know? I mean, it's something that, you know, when it happens in the arena like that, yeah, we want to know that something's being done, especially when it was taken out on an animal, you know? That was something that absolutely needed to be done and addressed right there. And the PBR, I think, did a fine job in doing that. However, like I said, when it happens outside of that arena and it's just a guy venting, nah, I don't think that the guy should be penalized for it. I think the PBR should be for publicizing it, for putting it on camera, you know? So, anyways, I hope that answers the question. I know it was Miss Sandra Plasters in here yesterday that had made that comment and asked that question about it, and hopefully she'll get the answer that she's looking for in regards to that. You know, Christy, that's a great comment about venting is one thing, but damaging property is another. If they're not damaging anything but their own property, hey, that's on them, you know? As long as it's their own property. I don't think it should be somebody else's property, absolutely, you know? And I think if that's the case, then yeah, then maybe there should be some sort of repercussions for it. Does everything need to be made known? Absolutely not. Because like I said, once again, you're talking about embarrassing a cowboy that we're going to have to see time and time again, you know? And absolutely, Helen, that's a great comment in our chat room now. You know, I would absolutely agree with that. That's one thing that I've brought out, that maybe they should quit following these guys down these halls to the locker rooms, you know? That's my opinion on it. I think that they should, you know? If the guy makes a great celebration, absolutely follow him back. If he's injured a little bit, yeah, go ahead and keep an eye on him. Make sure he's going to be all right. Let the fans know that he's going to be okay getting back there to the, you know, sports medicine room or whatnot, you know? But, you know, if these guys are obviously angry and frustrated, hey, they need that space, and we need to respect that and give that to them, you know? If they're out damaging property, you know, obviously, like I said, the Casey Hayes incident, you know, throwing a face mask at a bull, that potentially, granted it wasn't going to hurt that bull, was still inappropriate, you know, and it happened in the middle of the arena, most definitely. Bull rider wants to go out there and bang on it, bang his helmet up, rip his vest to pieces, tear his rope up, hey, let him do it. He's going to end up waking up in the morning going, oh, I don't have a rope to ride with, or I don't have a helmet to freaking wear, you know? And it's happened, you know? On more than one occasion, I've seen it at these rodeos where the guy will show up the next day going, hey, man, I was dumb yesterday, and I cut up my rope, or, you know, I tore it up, and now I don't have a rope to ride with. Can I borrow one, you know? And you know what my question or my response to them is? Hey, partner, you know, I'd like to help you out, man, but you tore your rope up. What happens if you buck off today? You got to tear mine up? I don't think so, partner, you know? And that's my response, you know, because, hey, you know, that guy made a fool of himself. But I can guarantee he woke up the next morning regretting it. And, you know, if they're willing to tear up their own equipment for it, hey, by all means, let them go to it. It's just going to cost more money in their pocket to have to go around and fix it back up again. So, but if you're banging up on, you know, somebody else's equipment or that type of thing, then yeah, something needs to be addressed about it. So, with that being said, we're about halfway through our show here, and of course, we're always looking to take our cowboy logic. One of the guys that have been around here throwing cowboy logic at us for some time, Mr. Cody Burleson, here on the phone lines joining us today. Mr. Cody, how are you?
Hey, man, sorry about that. I fell asleep.
You fell asleep, huh? Was I boring you or what?
Nah, just stressful day. You know how
I hear you, partner. I hear you. So what's the cowboy logic for the day?
It is not enough for a man to know how to ride. He must also know how to fall.
Very true. Absolutely. And, you know, that kind of falls right into what we're talking about, Cody, with some of these guys, you know, taking out their aggression, and we're talking about the, you know, some of these guys and getting fined and that type of thing. But, you know, that's a big part of it is, you know, bull riders, and it doesn't matter what you're doing in life, you know, but in order to be successful, in order to be that type of person that you are, you got to know how to fall, you know. Makes perfect sense, man. That's some great cowboy logic for the day. We appreciate it.
No problem, man.
You going to go back to sleep now?
Yeah, I got about 20 minutes left on lunch. I might try to catch a little more.
10-4, buddy, 10-4. Well, hey, listen, man. Always look forward to your cowboy logic for the day and appreciate you jumping on board here with us.
All righty, no problem.
All right, bud, take care.
See ya.
All right, guys, Mr. Cody Burleson with the Cowboy Logic for the day, and sure do appreciate it. Hopefully he has himself a good day. Hey, we're halfway through the work week, only a couple more days left, and we'll be hanging out at the bull rides, talking rodeo, and having ourselves a good time. So that's right, Miss Helen. Sounds like it's a power nap time for Cody Burleson. I know I've gotten a few of those myself. So anyways, like I said, hope that answered the question for Miss Sandra out there. I know as new spectators tuning in and starting to watch PBR, starting to see a lot more footage of what you normally wouldn't see before. You know, up until just even within the last year or so, you know, the PBR has gone so far to give you fans so much exposure, and that's a great thing. But we also have to take a strong look at, you know, if we pry too much or if we complain too much about some of the things that they're giving us, we may end up losing those features, you know. And we don't want that. We want you fans to be as close and as personal to these bull riders, or these athletes, and to this event, more so than any other event, and you will find that the PBR stands out above any other event, not just the PBR, but rodeo in general, you know, and you cannot get that close to a professional athlete, you know, and whether it's a PBR, PRCA, Zebra, these guys are professional athletes. These guys are making a living off what they're doing. Take a look at what we see in the Zebra ranks, you know. We're looking at guys like Brian Canner, Josh Faircloth, you know, Carlos Garcia, which I'm going to tell you, I've been watching a lot in the Zebra standings. Now, Carlos has been number one in the rankings this year so far in Zebra, but this guy's also been going out to these Touring Pro events with Josh Faircloth, and he's been winning. So I think we're going to see, my bet is that we will see Carlos Garcia on tour on the Built Ford Tough Series at one point or another this year. We're going to see him as an invitee at some of these events. So should be a really good opportunity for you guys to have an opportunity to see a guy that we've been promoting there on Zebra. And, you know, that's what we've really set out to do. We want you guys to have a better understanding of a lot of these guys before they get up there to the Built Ford Tough Series. You guys will already have an opportunity to meet and know who these guys are. So when you get out to an event and the guy next to you is going, who in the world is that guy? You could be like, oh, yeah, I was watching him for years on MakingEight.com. You know? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that we want to do. So I'm also seeing some comments in there. Miss Sandy, sounds like she may be selling one of her big bulls here. And hopefully that's not the case. I know they said they really don't want to, but obviously, you know what? In the business world, that's kind of one of the things that comes with it. You know, you have to make a living off of what you're doing. And, you know, when you've got a bull that's spotlighted and it's such a good bull, well, sometimes you got to turn around and make a little money off of them. So hopefully Miss Sandy and her husband will make the best decision possible, Mr. Rodney out there. And haven't talked to him in a while. Like I said, probably going to be knocking on the door here in the next couple of weeks. So hopefully they got the sweet tea going out there, and we're going to go out there and hang out at the 2G Ranch. So with that being said, guys, we got about 25 minutes left in the show. We're going to take another short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more bull riding, more rodeo action with you right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
Your daddy told you I got no direction. A pickup and a camper ain't a hole. I ain't saying that he's wrong, but you gotta do this on your own. So what's it gonna be? If you wanna come with me, it's gonna be a wild ride. You gotta hold on tight. When there ain't no end in sight, never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown on. Even when they say you ain't got a lick of sense, it's a wild ride, but it sure beats sitting on the fence. Oh, I know they're running off with some cowboy. Ain't something that a lady like you had planned. When I look into your eyes, I see all another time. Don't let life pass you by. If you wanna be mine, it's gonna be a wild ride. Hold on tight, roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown on. Even when they say you ain't got a lick of sense, it's a wild ride, but it sure be sitting on the fence. Oh. You could go on with the life that you were living. Maybe that would be enough. But if you think there's something you'll be missing, and you're willing to take a chance on love, it's gonna be a wild ride. Hold on tight, roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown on. Even when they say you ain't got a lick of sense, it's a wild ride, but it sure beats sitting on the fence. Oh.
It's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Makin8.com. No matter if you're passing tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Makin8.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. Hopefully you guys are getting out there, starting to check out our new store page and liking what you're seeing, that's for sure. We've got them up online. Everything is up and rolling, so get on over there now and start getting your orders in. We're going to need the help in order to help carry the cost of us being out there in Oklahoma in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be Oklahoma, Texas. We're going to go hang out with Miss Donna Davis. Hopefully she still allows us the opportunity to jump in, maybe get a little bit of simulator time. Love to go out there and fly one of those new birds. It'd be a lot of fun in the simulator, of course. But, yeah, we're going to work on it. Hopefully that'll be the case when we get out there. Well, I know that we're going to stop off at the 2G Ranch. We're going to be out at many different locations. Was actually lining up some of that here this morning before the show. So, guys, make sure to stay tuned to MakingA.com when we get out there and start doing these our weekly radio shows live from different locations. So, anyways, we got about 20 minutes left in our show. Still looking to take your cowboy logic, your questions, your comments. If you guys got something you want to talk about, how about giving us a call? We'll talk some rodeo, talk some bull riding with you, and hopefully get you the answers that you're looking for. Anyways, it looks like by the time I get out there in a couple weeks, Miss Donna might still have a foal that we might have to help deliver. Something's got to happen out there. I know it's been driving her absolutely nuts. She's got a horse that's getting ready to have herself a little baby. And hopefully she'll be able to get herself some sleep. Now, speaking of horses, hopefully everybody was able to tune in, or most of you were able to tune in to the Brendan Clark show last night. I thought it was a really good show. Had Bob Avila on there, and I probably mispronounced his last name. I apologize, but you talk about a horseman. Now, this guy knows a thing or two about raising and making some horses. It was real impressive to sit back and listen to him talk and answer questions there with Brendan. Brendan's been spending a last couple of days out working with him and working with him training that horse that he got Miss Allie for Christmas. So really a great show last night. And if you guys missed it, you can always go back and check out the archives. Now, I will say this. Has anybody heard from Barbara? I have not. Have not seen her out there on Twitter much, have not seen her out there on Facebook. Hopefully she's doing all right. But if you guys have word on how she's doing, please let me know. And I'm getting a question right now on Twitter because we are linked up there on Twitter answering questions and taking comments there as well. Paige is asking if we actually heard the Caleb Sanderson interview last night, and I did not. I'll have to get back over to PBRnow.com and check it out. I know that, you know, the one where they interviewed him after the event, was able to sit back and listen to that after the event there in Kansas City. So, but I'll have to go back over to PBRnow.com and check it out. Been so busy this morning trying to get some things lined up. And working on this Oklahoma trip that's going to be here in a couple weeks. Obviously, the PBR is going to be right down here in Tampa, Florida. I know that some of the fans are going to be out there. Miss Linda Welsey 66 is going to be down here. I know that we've got Miss Leah, who's actually one of the ones that you guys can thank for the graphics and for some of the things on MakingA.com, as well as there on our clothing line that you guys are going to be wearing. The Making 8 Maniac logo, everything that you see there, she designed. So we've got to thank her for that. But she will be in Tampa this weekend. We're going to be joined up with several of our Facebook friends that are tuned in. Going to be a great time. Definitely looking forward to being able to get out there and hang out with a bunch of the Making 8 Maniacs. We're going to be sending you some tweets and some picture uploads. So you guys make sure to follow along as we're out there hanging out with some of you Making 8 fans. And we're always looking to do that a lot more. And I think we're going to be able to do that a lot more this summer. So you guys get a grip. We may be knocking on your door and stopping by for some sweet tea and hanging out and finding out what life is like on your ranch. And who knows? I mean, you don't even have to have a ranch. It's not a requirement. We just might come knocking on your door. We'll bring a party with us for sure. Like I said, when we go out for the next in the next couple months while we're out there in Oklahoma and Texas and wherever else we're going to be, who knows where that rodeo road is going to take us. But I will tell you that if we get out to your neck of the woods, please make sure you get it on your mind to get out there and go see us. We want to hang out with you guys. We want pictures. We want to know that you guys are out supporting us. And hopefully, by the time we get out there to your neck of the woods, you'll have some of your Making 8 gear, and you'll be able to wear it proudly as we get out there and hang out with you. Definitely want to make it happen, and we're going to work on making that happen. I will tell you that while we're out there on the road, you guys are going to be our rodeo family. You guys are going to be the ones that I'm looking to for support. Obviously, Mrs. Making 8 is going to be tied up back here at home in the Sunshine State, getting the kids to finish up through school. And who knows, maybe we'll find a place out there in Oklahoma. I sure hope that will be the case. Now, I hear the wind's blowing just a little bit out that way. I told a good buddy of mine this morning that I might just have to find myself a tether and an anchor so I don't get blown away out there. But, yeah, we're looking forward to being out west and hanging out with a bunch of the Making 8 fans and bringing you guys a lot more video broadcasts. It's time we get Making 8 back on track, time we get us back where we need to be, and we're going to do that. So have lots to look forward to with that. And like I said, we want your footage. We want to know what you guys are doing out there on the road. We want to have, you know, what – we want to be able to keep up with our family. We want to keep up with you guys and where you guys are when you guys are out there at these rodeos. So make sure to take pictures. If you take them from your phone, you can upload them. Make sure to tag them to making8.com. If you're on the what the name of the daggone website even is. But anyways, moving right along. It looks like Ms. Shannon Taylor had to jump online for a few minutes, or had to jump on the phone lines to tune in, but she's got her computer back up and running, so she's there joining us there on Twitter as well as on the computer. She just can't get in the chat room. And I know that she's looking forward to her trip to Vegas here coming up in the next, 9 days, I believe? Yes, Flickr. Thank you, Miss Emily, for helping me out. See, I'm telling you, I don't know what I'd do without you guys. You guys are definitely my supporting cast. Sometimes I just lose my head, and glad that you guys are there to help pick up the pieces. But, yeah, going to have a lot of fun out there. And I believe you can, Kathy. Kathy's bringing up a good question in our chat room asking if we can tag the pictures on Rodeo Crowds. And I'm not real sure, but you can certainly try it. I know that the only thing that I saw that it gave when I uploaded pictures was a description. I don't know for sure if you're able to tag them or not, but we can try it. So, hey, get over there and tag them, you know, or see if you can anyways. But if you have Flickr, please make sure you tag your rodeo pictures to Making 8. If you do that, they should start to appear on the Making 8 Maniacs fan page there on making8.com. But we're still working through that, so please make sure you continue to keep trying. Want to see some of these pictures up from you fans out there as you guys get out and hit the rodeo season. I see that Ms. Shannon Taylor is actually throwing out some really good cowboy logic for the day, or cowgirl logic, I should say. This is Ms. Shannon Taylor's cowgirl logic for the day. Okay. There was a misspelling there. It took me a minute to get it right. I don't have an attitude problem. I have an attitude you have a problem with. So there is your cowgirl logic for the day, courtesy of Ms. Shannon Taylor, and I don't believe it. I don't think that's the case at all. I just have a hard time believing that Ms. Shannon Taylor has a attitude. But anyways, it looks like Shannon's also looking into trying to figure out how to take video of a VIP tour behind the chutes before Last Cowboy Standing. That would be great. Sandy, I'm not quite sure what our first stop is going to be. I'm still working on that. We've been in contact with several different producers out there, and we've got some events that are tied in, but they're not concrete yet. So make sure that you stay tuned to Making 8 as we line those up. We're still planning on being out there the last weekend of April, first weekend of May. Now, as we get ready to take off and set off on our journey, it's going to be a fly by the seat of your pants. You know how the rodeos work, and cowboys go every which direction. So what I'm figuring is that we're going to jump in the truck, we're going to have it packed, and we're going to hit the road. And who knows? We could start heading out that way and get a phone call to stop off at, you know, Louisiana, you know, Alabama, Mississippi, anywhere in between, and say, hey, stop by this rodeo. And we don't have a set schedule to be out there for any particular event as of right now, but I will tell you that we've got several in the works. So just stay tuned to Making Eight. We're going to publish those dates as soon as we get them lined up and in stone. So just one of those things to hold on to as we get out there and we start getting things rolling. And that's how we're going to plan our schedule as to when we're going to be in Texas, when we're going to be out, you know, at the 2G Ranch, you know, as we're getting out there in those areas. I know that we're heading to Guthrie and that we're going to be in Guthrie there within the last weekend of April, first weekend of May. So just hang tight to that right now, and we're going to fill you in on more details as we get it, okay? And make sure, you know, you stay tuned to MakingEight.com to our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows as well as our Back on the Ranch show. And we're going to hopefully be able to get you guys informed more as those dates get closer. But, you know, and it's really only a couple weeks away. We've got, you know, some big weekends coming up. We've got this weekend Tampa. Next weekend PBR is going to be there at the Last Cowboy Standing in Las Vegas. You know that Miss Shannon's going to be out there. We're going to be tuned in, hanging out, watching a great event. I'm telling you, I'm excited about it. I think this is going to be where we're going to see a lot of these cowboys really stand out. Now, you know, we're talking, you know, yesterday with Austin, and Austin made the comment that you know, that the person that's probably going to win it is probably going to be 100% healthy. You know, that, you know, you take a guy like JB. Now, JB is really going to put it out on the line. I really believe that he is going to have a good weekend there because of the type of guy that JB is. He's going to be one of my picks. Now, JB is actually pretty banged up, so it's going to be hard to tell how he's going to progress. Going to have to take a strong look here in Tampa to see how he is down here. And you know what? I see that, Sandy. That's a great comment there in our chat room. Big things are happening out there in Guthrie, and the 89er Rodeo will be coming up the last weekend of April as well. Yes, definitely. I know that that's going to be huge. I saw your post there on Twitter, and who knows? We may or may not be there. We may be pulling in right about that time. And if we do, you know that we're going to be going down there hitting it up, stopping off and seeing some of you Making Eight Maniacs and having a good time. So you guys get ready for it. Like I said, the rodeos are actually really big right now going on out there in, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, you know, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, that whole area. We're going to be out there hitting them up. So you guys just stay tuned. In the meantime, we're going to continue to keep rolling on with our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows and our Back on the Ranch show. We've got another one coming at you right here tomorrow afternoon, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. So going to give you guys an opportunity. Are we going to have some more guests jump on board here this week? I don't know. Going to have to stay tuned and find out. But in the meantime, we're going to get geared up, start getting things ready for Tampa this weekend, and then start hitting things up and get ready for the big one, the big trip, Oklahoma bound, just coming up in a few short weeks. So y'all stay tuned to that. Going to pretty much wrap up our show here for today. Got to thank everybody for jumping on board. If you guys have not gotten over to rodeocrowds.com, make sure to get over there and check them out. Want to welcome them into the rodeo community, into the Make It Eight family. And we do appreciate them promoting our radio broadcast right there on rodeocrowds.com. So until tomorrow, there, rodeo fans, we're going to break on out of here just a couple minutes early. Like I said, thanks for tuning in, and until tomorrow, y'all get a grip with Making Eight.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If that everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
This is world champion Rob Smith, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there, be square.